Hello, this is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with a new update on Tropical Storm Fay. Fay is currently located on the east coast of Florida, very near Cape Canaveral. It has not been moving much at all, maybe north of 3 miles an hour all morning long. And as you might expect, the result has been very heavy rainfall. We've had reports of around a foot of rain in many locations in the Melbourne area, and also up to 20 inches just north of Melbourne. As to where the Fay might go next, the current indications are that we'll drift Fay northward along the coast, then northwest and west through the panhandle of Florida at only about 3 to 5 miles per hour. We currently have a tropical storm warning up in effect now from Fort Pierce all the way up to Altamaha Sound on the Georgia coast. For winds of some 50 to 60 miles an hour in the squally weather as the storm moves up the coast. Fay will probably slowly weaken after coming back inland on the Florida coast north of Daytona and become a depression either late tomorrow or on Friday. There is still some chance that Fay might go a little south of the track and into the Gulf of Mexico. For now, there are two primary threats: the beach erosion and rip currents along the beaches of Florida and South Georgia will continue today and tomorrow. And of course, the excessive rainfall and resultant flooding that is occurring from that. We expect another 6 to 12 inches of rain in northeast Florida today, isolated amounts to 20 inches. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.